In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the blessed month of Ba'una, and we hear today the Gospel from St. Luke. Starts with the disciples asking the Lord to teach us to pray. And we believe in our minds that prayer is something important, or it's relevant. But actually, not everyone is praying. Actually, if we come to the truth, we will find only the very minority of the people who really believe that prayers will make a difference. Yes, we can lecture about praying. We can all ask our children to go and pray. But how we ourselves conduct our life when it comes to prayers? Let us go and examine those people who pray. Who are those people who pray? The Lord gave to his disciples what to say when he taught them the Lord's Prayer, and he gave them a parable about a man who had visitors, and they came to him in the middle of the night. And he wanted to host them and feed them, and he looked around and he didn't find any food to give. So he went to a friend and knocked over the door and asked for help. And the Lord is giving us the story that the friend was, in a way, doesn't want to respond to him. It was late, and at the beginning he hesitated to answer his request. But later on we find that because of the persistence of the man asking, then the friend woke up and gave him what he wants. This parable tells us about who are the people who pray. The people who pray are those who are in need. The more I realize that I am poor, that I am in need, the more this is going to push me to go and stand in prayers. Sometimes we go in life assuming that we have everything. We are not in desperate need. The one who is desperate, the one who is really believe in his heart that I am poor, I am lacking something, this is the one who is going to go and ask. That is why the Lord promised that those who are poor in spirit promise them the kingdom of heaven. If I feel the need to really become humble, and I will try my very best on my own, and I cannot learn this, this will push me to stand and pray. If I look to my children and see how difficult it is to talk to their hearts or to touch them, to change them, sometimes we feel like we want to hold the heads of our children and shake them like this to tell them, "Woke up, what are you doing with your life?" At this moment, we feel like we are very poor. We cannot do anything. It is too hard for us to do it. If I realize that I cannot make it by myself, then this will push me to pray. When I realize that it is very hard for me to communicate with my maybe wife or my husband in a way which is according to the Lord, well, this will push me as well on my knees to pray, and more and more and more and more. The more we acknowledge our limitation, our poverty, the more we will find ourselves going to pray. We do not pray because actually we are not yet acknowledging how poor we are, how much we are lacking the things that is essential for our spiritual life. The Lord said to one of the angels, those bishops in the book of Revelation, the Lord said to him, "So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing.'" I have need of nothing. I can do everything on my own. Yes, prayer is something good. I do it to please God. Or I just pray because I want to be accepted before Him. My brethren, we pray because we need to pray, because we are too poor, because we are really cannot do it on our own. The people who pray are those people also who believe that they are calling upon a friend. The Lord said that the man who had the guest, he went and he knocked the door of whom? Of his friend. Why we do not stand in prayers? Because we do not believe that we are calling upon a friend. We believe like God has his own realm. He is living in his own heaven. Even if we don't say it with our mouth, but we believe this in our heart. That's why we don't call upon him. What is God to do with our life? The Lord said to us, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. If I really, truly, inside my heart, I believe that when I stand, I talk with a friend who cares about me the most, he will be listening to me, concerned about my request, and then he will answer me, then I will never hesitate to call him. When we are in trouble, whom we call in the first, like, thinking, what happened? We go and dial the closest friend. We know this number by heart. Whenever I am in trouble, I know that I can call upon this man and he will be beside me instantly. Why we call this particular person? Because I believe that he is a friend and he cares and he will be coming to help me. If I believe that God is as close, actually he is closer than anybody else, then I will find myself running to him and pray to him. If I trust that I am calling upon a friend, I will never hesitate to pray. The people who pray are those people who believe also that their friend has what they are asking for. Yes, I might have a friend of me, but I know that he cares so much about me, but maybe he doesn't have what I am asking for. But if I believe that God has what I am asking for, he is the source of all good things. If I am lacking wisdom, who else can give it to me? If I am struggling for chastity and purity, who else can see this in my heart? If I am struggling to learn long suffering and patience, and I feel like I am lacking this the most, who else can give it to us? If I believe that God has what I'm asking for, then prayer will be something for me. I cannot live without it. I know very well he is the only one who has got everything that I am in need of. Sometimes, actually, we don't believe so. Yeah, it looks very hard to say it, but this is the reality. Yeah, God has everything, but okay, let us do it our own selves. Sometimes we feel like we pray because we have nothing else to do. Actually, we pray because this is the only way to have what we are asking for. We are asking him who has got everything that we might be asking for. The people who pray also are those who believe that they will certainly receive. The Lord in this parable said to us a statement which is very important. He said, I say to you, though he will not rise, the friend, and give to him because he is his friend, yet, because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So the Lord gave us two levels of responses. The first level is the response, because this is my friend, I will go arise and give to him what he needs. The other one is, I will give because of the persistence and perseverance in asking. If I am sure that what I am asking for is according to God's will, and I am sure that because it is according to God's will, he will certainly respond to me. Doesn't matter after how long time, it's up to him. But he will give me for sure. I will never stop praying. Sometimes we pray like this, God give me so and so. That's it, once and for all. And then you say, God didn't give us what we are asking for. If I am sure that he will certainly give, he is the one who promised so. We are not claiming something to him that he didn't say. He said that you ask and you will receive. If you, being fathers and mothers, can give good things to your children, what about your heavenly Father? If we truly believe that when we ask something according to his will, we will receive, he will give an answer, then we will never stop praying. Those people who pray are those who know that there is no other way. Until we realize and this conviction becomes settled in our minds, there is no other way except the prayers, then we will never be able to pray. We go and try all other ways and means. We try to learn things and do things on our own way. We try to solve our own problems the way we think it works, the way we think others made it. But we do not pray because we don't believe that this something is going to make a difference. Saint Peter said to the Lord a very important statement. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go? We look sometimes to the people who are trying everything except the prayer. They are busy doing everything and anything except the prayer. And they come and say, we don't think prayer will make a difference. Those people who sleep in their beds on Sunday morning, ignoring that this is the day of the Lord. Those people who seldom pray, maybe on the feast or something, just coming for occasion, for socializing. They do not believe that the only way to heaven is actually through prayers. One of the church fathers said that if someone ignores prayer and believes that he has other way to heaven, he is deceived from the devils. This is exactly the case. Until we reach this conviction, there is no other way except through prayers, we will never be able to pray. Again today, the message for all of us that we are to learn how to pray. In order to be able to pray, we have to remember this. We will certainly pray when we will feel our need, when we believe that we are calling upon a friend, when we believe that our friend has got what we are asking for, when we believe that he will certainly respond, we will certainly receive, when also we know that there is no other way except the prayers, then until we reach this, we will never be able to pray. Let us meditate on this and meditate on this parable in order that we lead a life of prayers that's acceptable before our Lord. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.